This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So basically here, the skeptical theory is unless you can really prove this is from the afterlife, well, you haven't proved anything at all. The question, however, is you're making the claim of something paranormal, something unusual, something weird's going on that we can't explain. It's not the job of the skeptic to prove that or disprove it. They can simply say, this is not proven. The skeptic doesn't have to say this can't happen, because that's not how it works. You have to assume a basis of science, and then if something comes out that's an anomaly, okay, how do we demonstrate this thing is real and something that is not being explained right now?
One of the problems with following it is that follows a very materialist worldview, older Newtonian belief. You know, if you can't see it, touch it, feel it, it doesn't exist.
That's not saying it doesn't exist. What I'm saying is something exists, but how can we assume it is that, not something else?
Ah, well, I mean, in most cases, you're looking at preponderance of evidence to try to decide what most probably seems like what it is you're encountering or experiencing. That's why I always start out with defining it, because by definition, a skeptic wants the truth. And if that truth is that the sound is coming from your air conditioner and it's not coming from a ghost, then that's what it is. But when the mind is closed to the possibility of it being something that is not your core belief, that is where you run into bias and not to process. Because there are people who are skeptics in the field who will say that the burden of proof is on the person staking the claim. Right, so I say this piece of audio evidence is paranormal, I have the burden of proof. That's true. But there's only three possible positions when it comes to a piece of evidence. Only three. It is paranormal, it's not paranormal, and I don't know. Now, if it's I don't know, then even if I think it's a ghost and you think it's I don't know, we're still in agreement. It's anomalous, right? You don't know, I don't know, but I think it's a ghost.
To say that it's a ghost, Ron, we have to demonstrate there are ghosts. And then we could look at what ghosts might do. We have to demonstrate there's an afterlife. Because even if someone claims to be your dead Uncle Abe, I keep mentioning Uncle Abe because he was a fascinating guy, and I'd love to talk to him. He's been dead for 40 years.
Wow.
But the key here is, even if that person says, I am Uncle Abe, how do I know that's something from the afterlife and it's Uncle Abe there communicating it with me? It might be somebody who knows me and comes up with that. It might be a force that can create this by reading you, by understanding, oh, you have an Uncle Abe you'd like to talk to, or your brother Wally, or somebody that you like. It doesn't mean there's an afterlife, because again, to quote Mr. Spock, we'd lack a frame of reference for someone from the afterlife, because we'd have to be dead to find out what it really is.
Yes, for the most part, I agree. But so the thing is that it's not, the debate is not whether or not it's a ghost and to prove that it's Uncle Abe. Because even when I referenced the piece of audio that I believe could very well have been my mother, I don't say with certainty that I know that it is, because I cannot, beyond a shadow of a doubt, prove that it is. Though if you voice print and match a vocal tonality, you've got a lot stronger case in saying something like that. But what I'm saying is that even those other possibilities for what you described, those are still anomalous. Those still don't fall under the materialist view of sound and matter and how things only work pertaining to the laws of standard physics. It's outside of that. So if it's an entity or something's reading you and it's not Uncle Abe, but it says it is, like the example I said, when something says demon, but it's not necessarily a demon just because it says the word, that's all true. But that's the argument is that it's anomalous. That it's not the operator or the person thinking, wishful thinking, tricking themselves, you know, identifying artifacts of sound as words. When you can, there are steps that can be taken to vet the authenticity of the words, what they're saying, and the tonalities the decibel levels being something the human vocal tract can't do. That one that I slowed down to 50%, I don't care if the person's an auctioneer on cocaine, they can't speak that fast and enunciate at the speed these voices came in when they were in real time.
So you see, that's one thing I don't understand. I don't understand that, Ron, why some voices appear to be at normal speed, others require doing something funky with the recording to find the voice. That doesn't make sense. If there's the capability of sending that transmission through, why require somebody to go through all sorts of nooks and crannies to find out about it?
Well, it might not be a requirement as much as it might just be an issue of circumstance, too. The process of trying to connect that way, it was termed temporal synchronization. You've got two different realms or dimensions or whatever it is. You have a physical space that is not the same, if it's another physical space even. Now, look at how difficult that can be when we have line-of-sight transmission with a cell phone. I can't always get somebody on the phone that I want to because they might not have signal. I might not have signal. Sometimes the device glitches out. So circumstances, environmental or even technical, if it's a device, can play a part in that. So it might not be that they're doing it. One of the things that I think is a possibility is that these voices are coming to us using the wave functions of light. Photons have wave functionality. When it interacts with something, it collapses and becomes particle. I think that could be part of it, or zero point energy, because of these things, like when we got voices in the mine, that's not RF signal. There's no carrier wave getting down into the surface, under the surface of the earth in the zinc mine. So somehow a voice came through the radio that got into that environment. It's got to be on a quantum level. It's got to be on something that's deeper than that. So I don't know that it's by design or maybe just by process, by however these things, whether they're thought forms or if there is some kind of tech in another dimension, they just come through faster. That is one of the reasons that, like Verizon Fios, for example, uses fiber optics. It's glass. Data transmission over glass is using light. It travels faster and more efficiently. You don't have the degradation that you get from vibration or heat with coax and wire and metal.
Well, I'm certainly trying to understand how this works, how this particular system works. So basically, when we suggest it may be from the afterlife, or maybe a ghost voice, we're being convenient in saying that. We don't know where it's from, but for various reasons, we can say, well, this is Uncle Abe, therefore it's from the afterlife because he's dead. This is a voice after seeing a ghost, therefore it must be the ghost.
Yeah, I mean, we're using things to label or to categorize things that we're familiar with. The same way ancients would have said, you know, chariots flying through the sky, which now ancient alien theorists think are flying saucers or ships. We're using the jargon or the terminology or the vernacular of our time to try to describe or categorize things that are happening. One of the things that makes people a little bit more definitive on the Uncle Abe or whatever it is when there's proprietary information, when specific, and this has happened through mediums, it has happened through the radios, when information is passed along, that is very specific, that is authenticated after the fact, that answers a question in real time that should not have been possible. Those things, it doesn't speak to 100% that that's the person who it is, because in the studies of consciousness, they think that there's, you know, or if you look at what the Akashic Records, and there's the whole what's called morphic resonance, that all things living, past, present, future, are like the Force in Star Wars, interconnected, and everything's out there, so it's possible that things that Uncle Abe would have only known might be accessible to other spirits who are able to come through, or entities, or whatever they are. So it doesn't 100% prove it, but those instances, for those of us who do the research, it levels it up because it's a little bit more proof-worthy when something is that specific or that proprietary and somehow whoever it is coming through knows it.
So if you hear from my Uncle Abe, these are the questions to ask. What is your full name? What is your full name? And what was your main profession when you went to work?
I will try that. I might actually do a radio sitting tonight. We do them all the time, like I said. So I may ask and see if I can get those for you. Who knows?
Well, yes. I want you to tell me like what his full name was, because I'm not identifying that. Some of it might be obvious, but what his full name was and what his profession was, what did he do for work? And those are two simple questions to answer if you are in touch with him. And he died, 40 years ago? So he's had plenty of time to work this out. We got more time to work it out with Ron Iacofetti. With Gene and Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, the voice I'd really like to hear is not just Uncle Abe, because I liked him. He was one of my favorite people. Is Jim Moseley. Because he was a real skeptic about this. Or Gray Barker. Or even our good friend Tim and I, our good friend Tim Beckley. That would be fun to hear Tim Beckley's voice coming from the other side or wherever he is. Ron Iacovetti is talking to us about voices from somewhere else. And for people who want to get involved in this, you mentioned specific pieces of equipment that are familiar to people who study this subject. But maybe you can tell us more about the spirit thingies and the ghost boxes and all that. Talk about each specific piece of equipment. Take your time. And what do they do, and how can you get one if you really want to get into this?
Well, that's very cool. Appreciate that. So the one thing I will say with regard to the loved one things, just real quickly, there's a gentleman from Italy named Marcello Bacci who did direct radio voice. Scientists studied him for 3 or 4 years. They made him work with RF signals shielded. They made him work with his radio open. He's using an old vacuum tube radio. They took the tubes out. He was getting real-time dialogue like we're talking out of an old vacuum tube radio. And one of the things that he did, he had parents who had lost children at a young age come to his sittings in Grosseto, Italy regularly. And parents would hear the voices of the children, and he would say things that were specific or proprietary to that person. And he would provide closure and solace to a lot of people. That is one of the biggest things I love about doing what I'm doing with it right now. We've had several instances when we've had people feel like they've connected with a loved one. And you're not trying to prove it to them, but if they're having that experience and something positive comes out of it for them, that's awesome. To get to the question, ITC is using a third-party instrument or a radio. The difference, instrumental transcommunication versus EVP, again, is it's not recorded and review. It's meant to be dialogue. It was for people who want to know where the science is in this stuff. Physicist Dr. Ernst Senkowski in Germany, he's the one that came up with the term ITC. He did it in the 1990s, even though EVP has been around much longer, to delineate between record and review and dialogue in the moment. In the United States, domestically, the Frank's box made by Frank Sumption, which cycles through or sweeps, as they say, through AM or FM frequencies at varying speeds to give random phonemes or allophones, little fragments of sound, to spirit, which is, people believe, just an energy form. They don't have a larynx or vocal cords, so that they can create vibratory toned words that we can hear and we can have contact. That is what is most prevalent on TV. You can go to websites. You can buy spirit boxes, they're called. You can find builders like Stephen Katie Halte, Katie and KD Safford, Austin Maynard, Jay Prather. These are people who make custom ghost boxes that are sweeping radios that are phenomenal. They're great devices. The methodology does seem to yield results. What Lourdes and I do here, it's not really prevalent in the United States. You don't see it on TV. It predates that method. It was transitional almost between EVP and the ghost boxes, in between those two phases, using an empty white noise channel, which was meant to support audio during EVP to make the EVPs more detectable for recorders. And then through that, direct radio voice was born, which is what the gentleman Marcello Bacci did in Italy. To do direct radio voice, all you need is a world band radio. You can get an AM, FM, with long, short, medium wave radio. You put it on an empty channel and literally do that the same day and record it. And it will be a crawl in the beginning because it is not, you know, your cell phone carrier who's conveniently taking your money to connect you with your friends and loved ones on social media and otherwise every day. It is a different thing that you're trying to do. It is a fantastical thing to try to connect to, whether it's afterlife or a realm of spirit or whatever it is. And it is, academically speaking, a more accepted form of spirit contact, or the attempt to have spirit contact, because it is an empty white noise frequency. What we think from a scientific or sound properties, for lack of a better way to say it, explanation is something called stochastic resonance, because within pure white noise, there's a whole cacophony of varying frequencies. When a source signal, or in this case, the voice of spirit or ghost or whatever it is, when a source signal, when something enters into the white noise and resonates with one of those frequencies, those two frequencies embolden each other, but not the white noise. So you have a greater signal-to-noise ratio, making what was not detectable before now detectable, whether it's to a device or possibly to your ear. And then what we do with direct radio voice, we've taken a technological spin. So we're using the pure white noise, and I'm using an audio software, and I'm filtering it in real time where people clean up their ghost boxes or stuff in review. I'm cleaning it up in real time. I'm using an artificial intelligence that looks for speech. So you can't use a ghost box or anything that has human vocals, even fragmented. because you'd be putting into the equation what you're hoping to find in it. So the pure white noise, filtered live, through an AI, and I'm slowing it down in real time just enough to make more of what comes through discernible, because through my 4 years of doing direct radio voice, that is something that I have found trend-wise, is that for everything that I hear in real time, a lot of times there is more elongated sentences that go on for minutes that are at a speed the human vocal tract can't replicate. And even the best ear, my girlfriend's a court reporter by trade, so she hears everything. She hears people talking over each other and takes it down for the record. She still can't catch all that stuff. It's too fast. Those are the main two ways of doing it. You can try the ghost boxes or the spirit boxes that sweep the broadcast frequencies that are available on a consumer level, or you can get them custom made online for different builders. And then there's what we do, which is direct radio voice, empty white noise channel. You can literally start tomorrow an empty AM, long, short, or medium wave frequency.
It's almost like asking the question, do you hear the tree falling in the forest if you're not in the forest?
Does it
produce
a
sound?
So
the point being here, Ron, is does this voice exist if nobody's searching for it? Are we dealing with like radio waves where they're always present? Or a Wi-Fi radiation is always present? Or do you have to have the machine? The cart before the horse or horse before the cart? You have to have the machine doing its thing for that voice to appear.
I think that they're always present because of the reliability within which we've been able to capture them or connect to them. And to put it into more of the accepted worldview terms, like I said earlier, AM and FM radio stations are flying past our heads right now. It's at a vibratory rate and a level that we can't detect with our ear, but when it's modulated down, we can. So it is not an exclusivity to the world of paranormal to say that, you know, the device is inherent in being able to even know that the voices are there, because a lot of our normal stuff, radio, terrestrial radio, operates the same way.
What you're basically saying here is that these individuals like to talk to themselves because they have no idea if anybody's going to hear them.
Well, that's funny that you said that, because a lot of the recordings sometimes, or a lot of the sessions, does sound like entities or voices or wherever they are engaging in conversation with each other and not always speaking in response to us, but the voices are anomalous. They shouldn't be there, but we're still hearing them. So that is absolutely one of the characteristics of how these sessions can play out.
Ah, imagine here you're in the afterlife. You have nothing to do, so you talk. Hope maybe somebody's going to hear you. Ron, Gene, and Tim, you're in.
It's the Turing Cast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II has been announced. It'll take place Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey in London. The UK's longest-serving sovereign died Thursday at her summer residence in Scotland. Her eldest son was officially proclaimed the new British monarch. King Charles III officially ascended upon the death of his mother. Ukrainian forces are claiming their first significant battlefield success in months as Russia announced it was pulling back its forces from two areas in the Kharkiv region. An auto parts plant in Kokomo, Indiana is on strike. Members of the UAW at the Stellantis casting plant are citing health and safety concerns as the cause of the strike. They make parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The defense for fallen singer R. Kelly has rested in his federal trial. He's accused of fixing his 2008 state trial. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Jennifer Stein, executive producer of The Disclosure Dialogues. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
What you're saying here, Ron, is those voices are always there if you're in the right location. Now, you mentioned before it's not necessarily a haunted house or anything, but is there any other weather and or electrical characteristic that is common to places where these voices are most often heard?
So, yes, I am saying that I think that the voices are ever present, not necessarily in specific locations. I do think that certain things as we know them within our realm, within what we know is accepted physics, like crystals, which are used in computers, which can, in fact, you can apply pressure to crystals. It's called piezoelectricity. You can create current that way. So I do think that environmental factors, a high saturation of quartz in an environment can help facilitate contact the same way the devices are allowing us to make contact or do it. There are instances when IR, infrared, UV, different frequencies, blending of frequencies, and a lot of things can do that. And I love the thing you said, the tree falling in the woods making a noise thing, too. I would have always, my whole life, said, of course, it does. But there's a school of thought called biocentrism that suggests that if there isn't a receptor that will receive a sound, it's not a sound, it's just a disturbance to the air. And those disturbances, or those vibratory movements, can happen through water, through metal, through air, most efficiently through water or metal, but they happen through the air, and it becomes a sound when it hits a receptor, which is the ear or the device, and then you have something that has a level of tonality to it, or that's detectable at that point. I think ever-present, like right now, there's radio stations that are happening around me. Unless I use something that allows me to connect to them, I don't hear them. But they're still there.
You talked about in the previous segment, the Italian gentleman, Bozzi. There's a really well-done documentary on YouTube that our listeners can look up. And there's some really excellent examples of the conversations that he picked up using his very old-fashioned vacuum tube shortwave radio. And you have to realize that this was a receiver Yeah, it wasn't a receiver and a transmitter. It was just a receiver. Yet there are full-blown conversations going on between this gentleman, the people in the room, and whatever entities are broadcasting on these unused channels. And not just conversations. There's choirs singing and very, very well understood singing going on with these demonstrations. And it's really, it's a far cry from the EVP sessions that I think a lot of people are probably familiar with, where there may be, you know, one or two distorted words that are difficult to discern. Mm-hmm. These conversations are just crystal clear.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that you brought him up. There's two documentaries. One's the Afterlife Investigations about the Skull Experiment that has something with Marcello in it. And then there's the Calling Earth, which is on Vimeo and I think on YouTube. There's a woman in this, one of the scenes when he's having those dialogues through the radio named Dr. Annabelle Cardoso. She's the one who started me out doing records. She actually wrote the About the Author for my first book. She's who I've bounced off ideas and learned how to do direct radio voice from. And I've just taken a little bit of a technological spin to it by slowing it down and filtering it in real time to try to get more clarity of doing it a different way and using the stochastic resonance part of it. And he, for the skeptic-minded, cynical, you know, what about science, yada, yada crowd, there was a group called Il Laboratorio in Italy. They investigated him for 3 to 5 years. They had him work with RF signal shielded. They put him in a lab and blocked the radio signal. They had detectors. There was no way to get a signal into that room. So there's a lot of people who theorize that the carrier wave the radio received was being forged on a quantum level in the environment because nothing was coming in. They took the vacuum tubes out of his radio. One of the gentlemen in the scientific group said, I'm going to take all the tubes out. If I take one out, you get voices, I'll take two. If I take two out, you get voices, I'll take three. If I take all three out, you get voices, I'll eat the tube. And they did it. One, two, three. And he was still getting voices. And Bashi looked at him and he goes, no, don't eat tube. It's glass.
I understand that tubes taste really good with cream cheese.
Probably. Cream cheese makes everything better.
Cream cheese and tubes. Peanut butter and two, especially crunchy peanut butter.
Exactly. But he jumped through all the hoops that people in the modern ghost hunting movement are told, well, in order to prove there's something to this, you need to do this. You need to do it in threes and repeat it. He's done that. He's done all this stuff. For me, to argue on the legitimacy of spirit contact through radio and not mention him is like going to court and leaving the smoking gun at home.
But just, you know, it always makes me wonder why people aren't doing more using this technique rather than, you know, the ghost box and, you know, some of these others, which to me seems to be rather clumsy compared to the way that he was doing it.
I love the questions that you've been asking me since we started. Let me just say that. When I first found direct radio voice and I found Dr. Annabella Cordosa's stuff, and again, she sat with Bocci, I thought the same thing. And I looked at my girlfriend and went, how is it that nobody's doing this? There was no brevity to the messages. It was like Tim was just saying, they were very clear. And I was like, well, unless there's a reason I can figure out that I'm not capable of doing this, I'm going to try to see if I can do what he's done, and I'm going to start down that path. The reason you don't see it, really, is twofold, in my opinion. One, it's more of a grind. It's more of a discipline. You have to sit through it. In the beginning, you don't get anything because it's just a white noise. It's not as convenient. It's not the instant gratification our society likes by turning on a box and hearing blips of words and maybe thinking you're getting something even before you do. Not to say the ghost boxes don't work, but on the European side of it, they think there's too much low-hanging fruit for the cynics, so they don't really propose that as a legitimate method of ITC. I don't agree with that. I've seen them work, but I understand the concern. The other reason you don't see it is because it's not on TV. In the United States, the paranormal movement that broke through from TV and everything became less taboo, less under the negative halo, was a byproduct of the exposure it got on TV. And on TV, you see the sweeping ghost boxes, the spirit boxes that are born of the Frank's box that Frank Sumption made. I would almost argue that that offshoot, even though it does have success using ghost boxes, almost derailed where direct radio voice and ITC could have gone. Because of the method seems to yield far more impactful results doing direct radio than it does using a sweeping box. But I think the same way, because it's on TV, if you remember when, I'm probably dating myself a little bit here, when videotape became more and more popular, And it wasn't just something a TV studio had, right? Betamax was superior to VHS, but it wasn't what succeeded commercially. It wasn't what succeeded in the consumer marketplace, so that became the standard, even though it was not the superior product.
Now, there was, as you know, and those who followed the evolution of consumer audio and video, there were specific reasons why VHS supplanted beta. And one of them is that the limitations placed on the beta format by Sony, the owner, whereas they opened up a lot of options for VHS, the recording devices were cheaper. And then they had Super VHS, which provided a decent or adequate improvement in quality. So it was a lot of marketing, not technology, that gave VHS ascendancy, which is why I got a VHS machine. There we go.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. And that's essentially what I'm getting at is spirit boxes or ghost boxes got all the marketing from the ghost hunting TV shows, which is where a lot of people who do paranormal stuff, and most of us who do this start at a hobbyist level, right? It's not a salary involved. And that's where the first levels of education for all of us comes from what we've watched. And that's what they see. So that's what everybody does. I was just looking for different things to learn and educate myself on radio communication and stuff. I came across Dr. Annabelle Cardoza. I saw her books. I read them. And then I watched those documentaries, and I was astounded. How is nobody even trying to do this? And there are people in the States who have dabbled in it. They have done it. But to my knowledge, nobody's taken a deep dive into that the way I have. Since Bocci was doing it, really nobody domestically that I know of. There's one other guy who's doing exactly what I'm doing the way I'm doing it in Arizona. His name is Tony Rathman. He's brilliant. He's one of our co-hosts on a podcast we do on Mondays called Entity Voices Paranormal Evidence.
More to come with Gene and Ron and Tim. They're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, before we started the show, I received a set of files, 10 audio files. We're not going to play all 10, but I'd like you to do, Ron, is tell me of the 10 files you sent us, which one do you think is the one most compelling?
Going by memory of what I sent you, I would say the one that says 137, that was the one I talked about earlier, where I asked them to give me the session number that shows a clear intelligence because something's repeating me. If somebody doubtful thinks that a radio station broadcasts those three numbers clearly when I ask for them, at the time that I ask for them, then they should find out what station it is and when they're giving away cash and prizes, because that's phenomenal luck.
So the file is called Log 137,
yes.
Audio only. Can you tell me how long it takes so I can allow the time for it?
Exactly, I don't remember. It's probably with the intro and outro little, because it has a title card from when it was on video. It's under a minute. It's got to be a minute or less, easily.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to hear that right now, and then we'll continue our discussion with Ron Iacovetti.
If you can hear us, can you say log 137?
Would you be kind to repeat the log number 137, please? Like that we know you're listening to us, that you can hear us. Yes, they said it.
137, get a row. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was very clear.
Well, there you go, folks. Make your own decision about the 1-2-3 recording. Do you think it's something compelling? Do you think it's not so compelling? Of course, we have our forums at forum.theparacast.com or theparacast.com/forum. And you can post your messages and even sign up, by the way, for the Paracast Plus, because Ron's going to hang with us for our premium show. So there you go. There's a recording. And then, of course, we have those three shows we did with David Roundtree and Michael Esposito on the Paracast, and you can listen to those. But as I said before, and that's separate from any of the research that Ron has done, as I said before, they didn't impress me that much. I thought you really had to listen into them. perceive a voice, kind of like the face on Mars. The face on Mars, you have to kind of look at it and say, yeah, maybe it kind of sort of looks like a face, could be a face. But then you think, if some civilization on the planet Mars, visiting or native, whatever it is, wanted to create this monument, they'd have some sense of perspective and would do something that is more, shall we say, correct in terms of positioning and design. These are poorly designed, you know, very eccentric, unless the person who did it or the space person who did it maybe had too much of the extraterrestrial vodka.
Or it could be erosion. Maybe it was more precise at the time they did it. Who knows? It is an interesting thing to bring up as far as, you know, debating interpretation of something being inexplicable or anomalous, for sure.
Have you at all, I know you've covered a lot of the paranormal despite just specializing with voices, have you ever looked into mysteries of Mars?
I actually have a little bit, yeah. I read some of Graham Hancock's stuff before he passed away. John Anthony West, the independent Egyptologist whose dating of the water erosion on the Sphinx differentiated from the sand windswept erosion on the pyramids. I had lunch a couple times and spoken to John West, both at his home in Athens or near Athens, New York, and then when I lived in L.A., he came out and visited me one time, too. So I have been interested in a lot of those things, because there are things characteristically with those that do defy a modern or materialist world explanation. And that does, at least to me, beg the question to whether or not, just because we can't explain it, not to dismiss it, because that's the cynic skeptic thing to do, is to say it doesn't fit into the paradigm. So therefore, if you can't prove it, it doesn't exist, or it's not real, or it's a mistake, or whatever. But that's not scientists. That's not science. That's scientism. There's a big difference between scientism and science, and that is certainly one of the ways that you can differentiate it.
Well, certainly, if you have something that can't be explained, it would be basically logical to say, hey, what is that?
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Not suggesting, of course, any particular mystery. Now, there are also theories that, based on what has been measured on Mars, that a nuclear weapon, one or more nuclear weapons, may have been set off thousands or hundreds of thousands of years ago. You heard about those?
Yeah, they actually have evidence of that they think might be also, right? The Libyan desert, the green glass that is from a super high hot temperature of fusion, vitrification of stone, which are now in a lot of the European castles or structures. Some people were theorizing that it was done to embolden the structure, but when you vitrify the stone, you in fact weaken the structural integrity of it. So I know that they said there's something to do with that with Mars, and then again in the Pacific Southwest of the States, in Libya, there is this fused green sheet of glass that they had found in different areas, which is only forged from a super hot temperature, I guess, descending on the sand.
Would that super hot phenomenon have to be nuclear, though?
I don't know if it would have to be. I like to educate myself on a lot of these different things, physics, quantum physics, consciousness, as much as I can. I'm not a scientist. But some of the stuff that I had read about that suggested that that type of extremism from a nuclear reaction would be the way to do it. I don't know that there isn't another way, but from what I had read, if I remember correctly, that was the way that they were able to say that the only way that would happen would be from that.
You'd have to think, though, of the half-life of the radiation,
right,
that would follow or be part of this explosion, and how long would that be? Would it be 1,000 years? Would it be 10,000 years? How long ago could this happen to reach a point where if you sat there with a Geiger counter, you wouldn't really see anything that changes much from the average level of radiation in the area?
That's true. Yeah, there's a lot of speculation with that. Same thing happens with carbon-14 and carbon-17 when they're trying to date things too. Yeah, I mean, it probably breeds more questions than it answers, but it is fascinating that that is one way, theoretically, that glass could or would exist.
Well, concerning Mars, they detected, NASA detected, radioactive isotope on Mars that is only produced through the use of nuclear devices. The Earth is full of this isotope now because of all the open-air nuclear tests, especially back in the 50s, but as far as we know, you know, nobody lobbed, at least in recent history, a nuclear device onto Mars.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fascinating. That, to me, speaks to the fact that there's a certain level of all these things that we may not have a complete understanding of, and it's good to theorize, but the debunking without the ability to stand behind it or to substantiate it is where I kind of get a little bit more put off by it, too, you know, because, I mean, at one point in history, as my co-host Tony Rathman will always say, that they thought that solar eclipses were supernatural until they found out that they weren't. So I think it's fair to assume that we don't understand everything and not everything is going to be measurable, quantifiable by what we know as laws of physics, because even those things change. Quantum tunneling changes the equation on a lot of that stuff. You know, modern physics or the accepted worldview would say that getting voices in a zinc mine below the surface of the Earth on a radio would be impossible. It should not be happening.
The question I would have, of course, which is obviously we have legends of some kind of global catastrophe long, long ago, mm-hmm. Noah's Ark, whatever. The story I remember, Lemuria from Ray Palmer and Richard Shaver, a catastrophe where an advanced civilization was destroyed. That's possible. There could be some circumstance where the civilization destroyed itself or there was some kind of global catastrophe. Whatever it is, what would be left of an advanced civilization thousands of years later? Well, if that happened to us, I'm not projecting this any day soon because we certainly hope there won't be. But what would happen if our civilization was destroyed and we came back or someone came back years later? How much would be left? More left with Ron, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.